build a cathedral, what is done and yet undone. The need is always with us. What is needed also there? Bruckner built cathedrals, careless of his congregations, who might come later in the spaces empty at the building. There were others building, and more fortunate, so they thought, a populace around them to congratulate a need fulfilled, so they thought. The taste turned dull with time, a blade that darkened and no longer cut. Later, there were those who entered, not quite trusting where they were, the silences of what was left, a need in part fulfilled. Where did time go unanswered? The mornings of genius are long. Length is no answer, to ask such a question impossible, none at all. Of days there are others of quality to be accounted. Ah, the count goes awry. Where did we go in a time of no limits? Answers pose questions. What there is, not serious as is. Where and the why, the days and their fragments, minuscule as their length, nothing to measure, and of quality, which is not, or in description, what can be expected of genius, not from its mornings, or later its twilight, such length or dimension to build a cathedral. What will sustain itself through drought and drowning? It is needful for the builder to go back, inspect foundations, to go back. What he has built may sink at places where the ground's uneven, bedrock faulted. It is needful to return with caution, to return to not to revise, not wisely, a matter of revision. Bruckner listened, not always wisely, to those who would mend what they found faulty, incongruous, unsafe. Often they were wrong. The builder listened, at peril building on ledge that appeared and then vanished through drought and the drowning. Needful in return to go quickly to the structure itself and wonder how it could come to be. The cathedral is never finished. As a sheltering is never finished, it is a structure. Incomplete, wards off the rain, and yet the rain seeps in. The structure rises and obscures what was open, sheltering a view, arcane, a beginning. Seems to be, it is not complete, pediment to sprout a gargoyle to divert the rain, and still seeps in. A water which returns is never finished. Cathedral passes in the midst of being, builded of no finished stone, is not to be its finite ending. Coming late, as the builders, sensing what their forebears could not, concerned with building on a ground not solid, what might seem to be a business that outlasts its tools, in ruins of a sky around it, a shelter for the moment, but outlasting it. A gap, distance which conceives a presence, how it might cohere in separation, Bruckner could not know, always. Where to go, hoped for connection, a spark to leap across, remain and yet continue, not always so. The stone may falter, fall completely into void, or in reverberation repeat its fall, or make of it a spark. Flaw is not in the stone or placing, misplaced though it may be. A certain turn makes something other of it. The gap, a certain tenderness returns to air, as air surrounding. The flaw is in mistrust. The builder must not listen to the well-intentioned. Voices, hands that would correct a making, those that mistake the building contours, where to go. The simple going, not to interrupt the going, ask no. And melodic as the several airs they reach, due time to sound and sound in other ways. The stones of many shapes, the stones of being, close to the source, the ground once chosen as a ground for building, cornerstone well placed, should not be taken from its place, needs only that another stone should reach it, a congener in shape and size, a stone of being, others from a similar ground aligned and placed as relatives to what is already there, erratic. The builder sorts them, always aware that what he builds is larger than himself. Extreme humility accorded, both stone and tools, nothing to be scanted, surprises in the ordinary. The effect is natural. To become effective, hard to define the boundings. What is built has been there found by one who picks it up, miscalculation, that the stones may not rise, their weight denies them, and a ruin stays as what must remain unfinished, open as a shelter to what is alien in the structure, jackdaws piling in their nests, a distant fancy. A night sky remains above the ruins of that sky, above the places where the alien things remain, things to see, not seen, still seen, the focus of another sense. Night sky before its darkness. What are towers, battlements, an outline of unfinished business? Where are the towers, best to come in against the rain? Not every stone is in its place. The ruins of the sky remain as blocks. Another building? Not this one. The builder may return, but not to build. He must remember building in farewell. Those who come may pay a due respect. He shakes his head. Not his concept, not at all. The failure only his to know. Other grounds, another place to build. To conceive an arch is not to build it. The arch is built, already there, but not apparent to more than mind's eye, of a builder able to foreshorten, change the lens, nothing more apparent to those who come later. Claim the arch as theirs, to see what is not there. The impossible made apparent, how it stands against a disbelief. It is never done this way, or always done. The arch apparent and its distance from a concept, how it holds or does not, to support a weight the tiers of block could not. The builder's instinct knows what he cannot, only in a part of knowing. What the mind's eye saw, the builder helpless, not his own design. Bruckner knew and could not know, mysterioso, easy, and at times a joke locked into building, that the arch preceded what was done with it. Conception may have been the fact of it, mistaken, though once claimed, the means a sense. To put it out of mind and let the stones fall where they may, the hardest part, that the work stands away from itself, the builder as if he had nothing to do with it, the fall of stone as rain later to color and congeal a mass of form still hesitant, out of mind or out of wind, to put it out, a chance among the many others, the breaks. No form is perfect, perfection in its lapses out of mind. No mind needs be to find what can be found. Worded as a question, where no question asks, put out of mind, it seems of mind in question, the stone still falling. But then the builder meddles, asks advice of others, arches at a stone's throw, no arches, made by design ulterior, nor was it of intent proposed, not understood, merely thought to be, no suffering in the end. There are the minds of others at wild guess, and only in those lapses, what was mind, the mindful. Bruckner did not know, beyond the stones he lifted into place, that surety in their falling might be haphazard, not sure there in the false step. It is not a step to avoid. The builder stumbles, fortuitous in misstepping. the many steps that wind. They take the breath away from building. These are the strands of faith, what is believed. Belief is for the builder. What he builds is more than any faith, no longer his. He moves away incredulous. His single faith is not enough. He did it. All that should be known, not knowing apart from what was imagined, not the cathedral. The builder owns no power. It flows through, beyond him, subsides in what is built. It stands aside, careless of its means, not to be remembered. The structure as is. Bruckner did not know what he had built. A cathedral is never finished.